Well, coming off of the game last Friday night, how's this week gone?
Last night's practice was actually pretty good. We did a Monday. We just did a little get together and some talking, a little soul searching, and try to just kind of wipe those last six games away and see what we need to do to get refocused, to get re-energized for the last three games, and then hopefully we get into the playoffs, and we'd like to get a win in the playoffs and then keep going, get as far as we can, so we kind of took it upon ourselves, calling it like our mid-season review, and we did some things like come clean on our effort, our preparation, both as coaches and as players and everything like that. We just tried making that a point to everybody, and yesterday we had a pretty good practice, so hopefully it worked.
Three games left, and starting with Wooster this week, so you're kind of approaching these as a new season to try to finish off?
Yeah. I told these guys here, this group of guys here, this varsity group right now might be, out of the years that I've been here, could have been one of my favorite. They're just good kids, and that's what I told them I felt bad about, is the fact that they're real likable guys, there isn't anybody in here that I dislike, and that's what I probably feel more, I feel bad about it more than anything, is the season hasn't turned out quite the way we planned, and I feel bad for them because they are good kids, so we started with that. But yeah, we're trying to get refocused for our big push at the end. Mm-hmm. I said hopefully, we've had six games, we didn't have any time to do this last week with homecoming and all that kind of stuff, so we're doing it now, and hopefully this is about our mid-season, because we got three games and then we get in the playoffs. There's a fourth game. If we can get a win, which we feel that we can play with anybody in our league still, maybe we can get a fifth game, and who knows. So that's what we're trying for.
So Wooster this week, mm-hmm. what do you know about them?
They like to grind it out. They like to put it on the ground, and they like to use the ground game, use the running game, use the punting game. They like to get advantage in field position. It may take three or four series, but through the punting game and everything like that, get advantage in the field position that way. And if they are got a high-powered offense they're playing against, they'll try to use up the clock on the ground, so keep their offense off the field, and gives them a chance, to keep the score respectable.
So their running game, is it a power running game? Do they have the big backs, fast backs?
A little bit of both. Very similar to when Joe Sellers was the head coach of Wooster, dad who's coaching the freshmen, very similar to what they did back then, back in the day. So.
And what do they do defensively?
They're showing a 4-3, but, you never know. It's not too uncommon to, even like Spring Creek, they showed a 44 the whole time in all their film, and what they come out with, they came out in a 50. So, at least that was early in the game, we were able to move the ball and they got out of it, So, they're showing a 4-3 right now, but you never know when it comes game time. Mm-hmm.
Do a lot of the calls that you guys make depend on what front that you're seeing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of our stuff we like against different fronts more than others. About our base stuff, we feel we can run it against anything. We really do.
So when you see something, is that usually your coaches up in the booth saying, hey, this is they're lining up this way?
Mm-hmm. And they do that when they're up in the booth. They get a good view up there, and they see what's going on. So they can keep track of, backside, if we can run reverse or counter stuff or anything like that. So.
So how are you guys set up this week? And, you still got guys that have been missing time, or are most of your guys
I thought most of them back. I had three that are home today because they're sick, and one with a bad shoulder from yesterday. So, you know, but the sickness, hopefully it's just a 24-hour thing, you know, and mm-hmm. get them back tomorrow.
You've been dealing with that all season.
Seems like from about week three.
Yeah.
Week three, you know. Actually, that week of week three. So, yeah. I'd like to get this bug out of here.
You've had a chance probably to see just about everybody in the league now through watching film of your opponents, or?
No. We have yet to get film on Dayton. I mean, we see things on TV, but we have yet to get any film on Dayton. So we don't know what they do yet. Truckee, we've seen very little. We'll spend more time on Truckee, you know, this weekend and everything. But got a couple games with Truckee on there, so we have seen them a little bit.
Tying into what you're talking about, you know, kind of resetting things here for the last few weeks, you know, how do you view the league right now? There's a lot of good teams that are playing pretty good ball.
Oh, yeah, I still think this is the toughest this league has ever been. You know, I mean, even teams that are at the bottom end, you know, you can't overlook. I mean, Sparks, who only has one win, and they could come up and upset just about anybody they play. You know, they're much better than their record.
Yeah, they could have beaten Elko double overtime there.
Yeah. You know, that's, you know, it's not, yeah, there's a few teams that are up there on the top, you know, with maybe one loss or no losses right now. But, you know, the other teams at the middle of the pack, I mean, they're not slouch teams either. If you don't come ready to play, they can come up there and get you, so. It's a tough league.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe it's your turn to be one of those teams that comes up and gets somebody.
I hope so. I hope so. Hope it happens right up there in Truckee again.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you guys – I know you always want to win, but do you feel in particular need of a win this week? Or?
You know, I don't know if that's putting too much pressure on our guys or on us or not, but we're just focusing on the game. We just want to play good football. Right now.
Do you guys even talk about winning, or do you talk more just about playing well?
Playing well, I think, is the main thing. Then everything will just take care of itself. But I really push the fact that, you know, you have to respect your opponent. It doesn't matter what the records are. You got to respect your opponent, because if you don't, you can get in trouble in a hurry when you shouldn't be. So, you know, that's a big, big push for us. You don't have to fear your opponent, but you do need to respect your opponent.
You said last week that you guys had kind of taken a few things out of the playbook a little bit to kind of focus on things that you're doing or that you can do, you know, particularly well. Is that still the way that you guys are approaching this?
Yeah, we haven't really added anything this week. You know, we got a couple adjustments here and there. That's what we're going to spend our time on. Make it, you know, we can do adjustments. So if they do adjust from what we're seeing on film, or they do play something other than what they're showing on film, that we can make our adjustments and keep going. So,
well, we'll see you Friday night, and good luck.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.